Welcome to another episode of the Pastor's Inbox on the Man of God Network, brought to you by Covenant Baptist Theological Seminary. It's our great joy that you are tuning in to listen to these episodes. We thank you for our listeners who continue to make this resource useful, and we're really grateful that you give attention to this podcast. So thank you for listening today. Our subject was provoked by a question that was sent to the Pastor's Inbox after our previous episode, titled Giving to the Needy. And here is how the question was submitted. If giving is not sacrificial, that is, it's budgeted or it's planned, what is a Reformed Baptist view on the relative value of said gift? So in this conversation, we're going to be talking about the differences between budgeted giving and perhaps spontaneous giving. So brothers, how would you respond to this question that was submitted in response to our episode on giving to the needy?
Well, whereas giving sacrificially, or even as the brother had included the word hurt in his original asking of it, giving until it hurts, that may be quite commendable if it's for the right reasons. Yet the question seems to indicate that it's this, even perhaps this alone, that is sacrificial or that it hurts, that gives value or worth to our giving. I don't know that that was the intention of the question, but let me say, giving to help others has great value, even aside from any grace displayed by giving until it hurts. You've got that widow in Luke 21, and it's from Mark 12, I think, also is that the widow giving the two mites. Well, she's commended for having given above others, even though it was less monetarily, yet her giving was deemed greater than those who are giving out of their abundance, especially showing her devotion to God as well as her trust in God to provide. This was her whole livelihood. So she's our Lord commended her, but he did not denounce those who were giving out of their abundance. He didn't write that off as worthless. Yes, she gave more in that sense. Mm-hmm. But Luke 21:4, the others are described as giving offerings to God. And that not, again, in some kind of a way to demean what they had done. Or you think of those words Timothy was to speak to Christians in 1 Timothy 6, verses 17 through 19, they were not told to become poor. You must become, tell the rich to become unrich. No, he said they're to tell them to do good, and that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share. And it's the idea of ongoingly they will be ready to. In other words, tell them to give it all away right now so they won't be able to help anybody in the future. If they're going to give sacrificially. He said, no, it's the idea that they're giving, but they still have more to give, more than they can do. The longest section in the New Testament about giving, especially to needy brethren, is that in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. And it says much in this regard. It's true, chapter 8 of 2 Corinthians, some were giving out of their poverty. They were giving beyond their ability, so they're giving until it hurts, as it were. But that was not commanded of all. That is set forth as a most commendable example, but that wasn't commanded. Most pertinent to this whole idea of giving until it hurts is later in that chapter, 2 Corinthians 8, verses 13 and 14. It speaks of giving in a way to make for equality, not to be reduced to poverty. In fact, Paul there says, look, I don't mean for you to be burdened while others are at ease. Mm-hmm. So again, it's not giving to the point that, oh, you guys are now burdened. You gave till it hurts, and here you are. So the point is, it doesn't have to hurt in order to have value, both to men and before God. And in that section that Paul showed, they're giving to whatever degree, that it does have value. In fact, it has value in more ways than one. In 2 Corinthians 9, verse 12, he says this service, that is their giving to needy brethren, not only supplies the needs of the saints, well, it does that. it does supply the needs of the saints. And that in itself is a good thing. As our Lord said, as much as you've done to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it to me. Well, that has great value then. But then Paul continued there in 2 Corinthians 9. But it also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God. That is to say, these needy brethren, when they would receive benevolence, well, they recognize this as coming from God. Yes, it came from these dear brethren, and they pray for them. They have grateful hearts toward them. But they see this as God's kind provision and his providence, as well as the outflow of his grace in those who gave, to whatever extent that they gave. And therefore, as such, as the writer of Hebrews put it in 13:16, this sharing is well-pleasing to God. Now, it is true, it says, with such sacrifices, God is well pleased there. But it's not the idea of if it's giving sacrificially, God is well pleased. The idea of the word isn't so much in sacrificial as it is in that which is offered up to God, like those Old Testament sacrifices. And it's that which is done as being offered up to God. With that, he is well pleased. And as such, then, the value of the gift is not so much if it hurts to give, but what that gift is before God as the expression of love to him, to gratitude to him, and as well as an expression of our love for our brethren and the outworking of God's grace in us. It's then that it is, as Paul said to the Philippians, a sweet-smelling aroma to God. There's its greatest value. And so now going back to the question, if it's planned, if it's budgeted, is it going to be sacrificial and have any value? Well, this kind of giving that is pleasing to God is not contrary to budgeting or planning. In fact, we'll look more at budgeting in a future episode, but suffice it to say now that actually this kind of budgeting or planned giving can be more meaningful, more valuable, because it enables to give more, thought to what we're doing, so it's planned, maybe to give more regularly, more consistently, and to make sure that we are giving, and that we're not just left up to the whim or the passion of a moment. In other words, it's not just an emotional response to some perceived need, but it's principled giving, and we're ascertaining the legitimacy of the need, and we're thinking through how best to meet that need. We touched on that really in previous episodes. So, yeah, it may involve giving until it hurts, but it doesn't have to hurt in order to be useful, in order to have value. Well, Joe, my brother, I would be eager to hear what you have to say on this.
There's not much I can say except amen to what you said, brother. You've covered the subject well. You've answered it, and I'm totally in agreement with your answer. You've even used some of the biblical scriptures and illustrations that came to my mind, and actually some that did not come to my mind. So I thank you for your response. I'll just say I'm in agreement with you. The Bible does teach the value and the virtue of sacrificial giving in the sense that our brother, the questioner, is meaning that, giving till it hurts. We should be willing to give till it hurts. We should be willing to part with whatever God calls us to part with, because we are sold out disciples of our sovereign master. You mentioned this, the Lord's commendation of the poor widow who gave up everything. And certainly Jesus pointing that out shows how delighted he is with sacrificial giving and with giving till it hurts. So that if Christ comes to us as he did to the rich young ruler, and tells us to take everything we have and give it to the poor, then we should make that sacrifice. We should do it immediately. We should do it cheerfully for the good of those to whom we are giving, and also for the glory of God. But just because those things are beautiful, those acts of great hurtful sacrifice are beautiful in the sight of God, as you said, brother, it doesn't mean there's little to no value in planned, budgeted giving, even giving that does not hurt, or giving that hurts us very little. Some people are willing to, are able to give just a little and it hurts them a lot. And some people are able to give a lot and it really doesn't hurt them because they've got a lot more to give. God, I believe, commands and receives and honors budgeted or proportionate, I believe the Bible teaches, tithing and proportionate, planned giving. Be ready on the first day of the week to lay aside and to give an offer to God out of that which he has given to you. If God demanded, I think you mentioned this, brother, if God demanded that all of our giving hurt us to the very maximum, that would mean it would be an act of sinful disobedience for a man to be rich. What are you doing with riches? Why haven't you given it away? Why haven't you given it all away until it hurts? But clearly, many of God's choice saints in both the Old and New Testaments have been both great givers and at the same time very rich. Being rich is not condemned in the New Testament. As you quoted from 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul doesn't say to Timothy, instruct those who are rich in the present world to give everything away. But he does tell them to not trust in their riches and to be rich in good works and to be generous and ready to share. He doesn't say you have to become poor. He says you be ready to share out of the riches, the abundance that God has given you. So God doesn't teach us that every rich person, every person who has more has to give themselves into poverty. The Bible does teach us that we should be willing to do that if God calls upon us to do that. So to answer the brother's question, I would just say I agree with you, Lee. The biblical, he says, what's the Reformed Baptist view on the value of a gift that doesn't hurt? I would say it's not only the Reformed Baptist view, it's just the biblical view. The value of budgeted planned giving, if it is liberal, cheerful, if it is motivated by love to God and a desire to do good for God's glory, is a very God-pleasing sacrifice. Back to you, Lee, or to you, Brother Austin.
You said it well, my brother.
Amen. Well, in this conversation, we've been talking about the value of planned giving, and we hope that this has been a useful conversation to you as you've thought through this subject. And we thank you to our listener for sending it in as he listened to the previous episode on giving to the needy. And thank you all for listening. If you have questions related to this conversation or any of our other previous conversations, feel free to submit your questions, as always, to pastorsinbox@cbtseminary.org. Until next time, we wish you grace and peace. God bless.